Entrepreneur Weekly interviews the brilliant leaders of today in order to provide a stepping stone of wisdom on the journey to personal business ownership. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
How's your quarantine going? Are you quarantined? Are you obeying your state's quarantine? Entrepreneurs are different. They sometimes bend the rules a little bit. Got to admit, I've been bending the rules a little bit. I'm an entrepreneur. I work for Entrepreneur Magazine. I'm an entrepreneur. You can check out our magazine if you've never heard of it. I think you might have been living in a cave, but most of us are these days because we're quarantined. Anyway, they're opening it up and slowly, hopefully, we'll be able to return to our lives. Entrepreneur Magazine on newsstands everywhere. This is Entrepreneur Weekly, the radio show that we do. It's on about 30, 40 radio stations. I don't know, maybe 50. I don't know. But you can listen to the podcast. If you've never heard this show before, we are a radio show that play on actual radio stations. And people always say to me, hey, I'd like to be on your podcast. I say, I don't do a podcast. But I actually do a podcast because once it's played on the radio, then we convert it into a podcast and we play it there on the podcast world, which you can find at entrepreneur.com also. You know, entrepreneurs are different. I was talking to a billionaire one time and he was from Africa and he created an app and it was for the trains so that he could know what time the trains were coming in New York. And nobody really had a good app. So he created an app and sold it to Apple for $1 billion. Now, when I interviewed him, I thought for sure the guy that I was sitting with in the car, because at the time I was doing a little show that I did where I would take a ride with somebody, kind of like, the show about the cab driver that would ask you a question. It was actually a TV show. So I would take a ride with somebody in a car and I'd ask them questions. And I thought there's no way that this guy is a billionaire. I never even in my wildest dreams, because my producers used to like to joke with me and they would say, oh, we got a really good guest for you today. You know, his name is this. And he's a businessman. He created an app and he sold it and he's now on to his next venture. So just ask him about his app. So I start the show and I finally find out the guy's a billionaire. And I would have thought that, you know, maybe he was a struggling businessman entrepreneur. He was a struggling businessman entrepreneur till he hit it big. Well, that happens every so often. And those people have a special spirit about them. I love this guy's spirit. But one of the things he said that I will never forget is he was talking to his mother who was still in Africa. And she said to him, what are you going to do? And he says, I'm developing an app. She didn't even know what an app was. He tried to explain it to her. And she says, I don't think you should do this. I think you should stay with your job. And he was working on Wall Street. He had gone to school. He said he didn't even know what snow was. He had never seen snow in his life when it snowed in New York when he first got there. He looked up in the sky in amazement. So, I mean, this is one of those great stories. But the beautiful thing about this story is that he told his mother he wanted to be an entrepreneur. And his mother said to him these words. She says, to be an entrepreneur, first you must have a problem. She says, what problem are you going to solve? She says, once you have a problem, then an entrepreneur comes in and fixes the problem. Well, he did fix that problem. He created a wonderful app that Apple was in the midst of creating an app to do the same thing. And his was so good, they bought it and then killed it, basically took it and renamed it. But I got to tell you, these are the stories that I love telling. These are the people that I love exposing to you folks out there, is that is what America is all about, is that we have the opportunity to be entrepreneurs and go from being just an ordinary workaday Joe to a billionaire. There's many, many examples of that, and you'll hear about them here on this show. When we come back, we're going to talk to a guy named Andre Philip. He is the CEO and founder of ELA Advertising in Hollywood Entertainment. I think he's got a nice twist on his story for you guys. You know, because we all want to be individuals. We all want to be authentic. Stay tuned. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. We'll be right back with more.
tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
So last week on the show, I had a guy on the show that my friend says to me, you got to interview this guy. You got to interview this guy from Troy Downing from Montana. I interviewed him and I got it. I thought that was so cool. Afterwards, the guy is just a good American. He was an investor in Yahoo in the beginning. And when he was 34 years old, 9/11 happened. And he was out moose hunting in Alaska when 9/11, when the world is falling apart and we're watching on TV the Twin Towers fall. He's moose hunting in Alaska, 34 years old. He gets kind of stuck there because, you know, there's no phones out in the middle of nowhere. He was a pilot because he was a wealthy man. I didn't know all these things about him because I do these interviews very raw and very real. And I sometimes don't even talk to people for more than a couple of minutes before I do the show. And this guy in particular, Troy, I found out afterwards, he's a billionaire. I had no idea. Not that it makes a difference. He's running for office in Montana. But had I known that going in, it may have twisted my brain just a little bit. I'm glad I also didn't know about my friend that sold his app for $1 billion to Apple. I would have had a different interview. I like doing impromptu interviews with people because you never know who you're talking to. You only know that they're your guests. My producers tee up guests for me all the time. And then I have to try my best to extract, what is the spirit of this man or woman? What message do they want to tell the world? What is bubbling up from their soul? So we're going to learn that right now from Andre Philip. He is the CEO and founder of ELA Advertising in Los Angeles, ELA1.com. So Andre, I know you've been listening now for a moment. You and I don't know each other. We talked for, I don't know, a couple of minutes before we got going here. I have a little time at the top of the hour news. But what I got from you is that you've got something to say. You've got something authentic to say. You don't want to just regurgitate something that you've learned from a coach or a book. You're looking to tell the world to have purpose, but have balance. But where do you find balance and purpose? And it's not an easy job. So, I mean, and hopefully that I put that into words that is correct, because, you know, I have a lot of people on this show often that will come in and they give me these perfect laid out talking points, and I typically deviate from them. I like hitting people with things, asking them questions like, why do you want to be on the show? What message do you want to tell the world? How can you help the world and mankind to be a better place in the entrepreneurial spirit? I'm saying, I'm obviously not asking you to be Jesus Christ right now, but entrepreneurs and people in general, because they're quarantined and they're listening more intently right now, are looking for some guidance in a, dare I say, pandemic quarantine type world. What can you offer us to help find some purpose and balance?
Yeah, Alan, that's a really good question. You know, so, you know, there's a quote that I love. It's by a gentleman named Robert Heinlein. And it says, in the absence of clearly defined goals, we become strangely loyal to performing daily trivia until ultimately we become enslaved by it. And for the entrepreneurs listening today, you know, we all know what that feels like, where you get really caught up in the weeds and the distraction and the noise, in the people, in the comments from friends, from families, from clients. And I think that, you know, having clearly defined goals, and we've all heard that, right? Like, everybody has a goal, but I like to say people don't have a goal problem. They have a distraction problem. And as an entrepreneur, it's so easy to get distracted by your own business, believe it or not, or not staying focused on that North Star, where you deviate from the path. And I think that, you know, I've been at this game for 15 years now, over 15 years, and really did it myself. I started my ad agency by myself with a cell phone and a computer, starting off at a very young age in advertising and entertainment advertising, doing movie posters and movie trailers for big studios here in LA. And, you know, I had no clue what I was doing. I didn't have a business plan. I didn't have a laid out marketing plan. I didn't have anything except I knew that I wanted to do something different. And I knew that I wanted to change the world and I had something to say. And I wanted to combine what I learned in my very short career in entertainment and what I saw in general market and come to the world with a new type of agency. And that's where I found my sweet spot. And we've been at it for over 15 years, working with big brands from TikTok to Disney, to Western Digital, et cetera. So we've been very blessed to have amazing clients and an amazing team. But,
all right, hold tight. Let me take a break. The commercials will play. You know, you're an advertising guy, right? I think it's interesting. Yeah. The reason why I wanted to talk to you is because the world is changing. Advertising has to change with it. What's next?
Right.
Maybe Andre Philip can help us. Andre, stay with us. ELA Advertising, this is Entrepreneur Weekly.
There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, this is Entrepreneur Weekly. Thanks for joining us. Every week, we try and talk to at least one or two people to try and find guidance for entrepreneurs or really anybody in life, because so many of these principles not only work for the businessman or woman, but they also are good life principles. Andre Philip joining us, CEO and founder of ELA Advertising, started out as a young guy in the advertising world in Hollywood. And I think you have an interesting perspective, Andre. You were talking about this guy that you quoted again, Robert Heinlein. In the absence of clearly defined goals, we become strangely loyal to performing daily trivia. I'll stop right there. You know, it's interesting. Thank you for that quote, by the way. It's very interesting, this trivia that we get ourselves locked into. Like, you know, let me just for a moment digress and talk about Facebook for a moment. Talk about trivia. Facebook has become almost a new drug. It's almost kind of like porn. Some people just can't help themselves. You know what I mean? It's like we're like addicts to this. And what happens is we become slaves to what our friends or how our friends are commenting, thumbs up, thumbs down. The comments like, you're an idiot. Why would you think that? You know what I'm saying? And especially these days, because we are in a pandemic, in a global situation where our world is off kilter. It ain't normal. And I'm just curious, you know, this whole thing about balance. I've had to learn how to balance because if I say one little thing that is out of lockstep with what it used to be, a bunch of my friends will just hammer down on me. And all of a sudden, I become pulled away from my center, from where I should be to be able to do my job properly, to be able to focus on something that I need to get done. So you talked about balance. And I'm wondering, how are you balancing your world and how are you helping your clients to balance their world in a world that is off kilter right now? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, no, that absolutely makes sense. And you said something very interesting, right? Like in this Facebook, very social kind of world, that becomes that kind of daily trivia, right? Where you get emotionally wrapped into this thing and people's comments. And I think that, you know, as an entrepreneur, I think tuning in and focusing is one thing, but the flip side of that is what you tune out, right? And I think that even in this pandemic, it's one thing to be informed. It's another thing to be inundated. And I think that, you know, as entrepreneurs, we have to be very, very careful with the mind share and what we do with that time and ensure that it's not just what you're focusing on, but it's just as important to make sure you're tuning out noise. And that goes into your four walls of your own business, because you can very easily just get distracted, believe it or not, by your own business and the operations, if you will, right? I know a lot of CEOs and founders that quickly become operational managers and they forget their vision. And I think that you got to be able to keep that vision alive while dealing with the details. But details are very tricky because you can get lost into a to-do list and live your life on an Excel spreadsheet. And I think that that is maybe part of the entrepreneur job. But I think the bigger one is to ensure that you're not being distracted. So to your point about balance, right? You hear a lot of people talking about that work-life balance. I think that as entrepreneurs, we sign up for something a little bit different. And I'm just going to call a spade a spade. It's very difficult to have balance. I think blend is what we need. For example, what do I mean by balance with purpose? I work out every day, even in this pandemic at 5 a.m. because I want to keep some normalcy to my schedule in my life. I don't work out because I'm trying to go in and win a triathlon. I do it for my business. And let me tell you what I mean by that. I use it as a mechanism to clear my mind or to get focused or to have more energy throughout the day. I think that as entrepreneurs, we have to look at ways that no matter what you do, it always has to move you forward towards bettering yourself for your business, whether it be a course you're taking, something you're learning, or what you're doing. Even if you go to Hawaii, that's because you need to take 5 days off to clear your mind so you come back refreshed. You always have to make sure that you've decided, and this is what I believe, that you vowed to make your business your life. It may not be popular, but that's what it is. And if you're passionate about what you do, that shouldn't be a problem.
I agree. Balance versus blend. Because I don't know that there is any way to balance kind of that work-life thing. They are blended together. They're woven together in the fabric of your life. And so you have to make sure that you know, you're really thoughtful. Because if you're the visionary of the company, you're the founder, like for you, Andre, you're the founder and CEO of ELA Advertising. If you lose your vision, which in this case is learning how to kind of work with balance and purpose, because it's a hard thing to do. So really what has to be more important in this case sometimes as the visionary is the purpose. And let the operations manager deal with the balance stuff that's going on, because you've got to stay focused. And there are so many things taking away our focus right now. I have to take another break. We're going to come back and talk more. This is very interesting conversation in a time of a pandemic where we're quarantined, we're locked down. You can't go to the beaches in California. You can't go to the national parks. You can't get in your RV and just go and enjoy the beauty of America, or you really can't do anything right now except refine yourself. That you can do sitting in a room by yourself, and that's what we should be doing right now. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. We're going to be right back with more.
This is Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, today's guest, a young man, Andre Philip. He is the CEO and founder of ELA Advertising in, dare I say, Hollywood. And he's joining us right now. We're talking about, entrepreneurs, look, we're different, period. That's it. And if you are not an entrepreneur right now, but you feel like someday there's an entrepreneur in you, these are good conversations to listen to, because you will go, oh, I remember them guys talking about this stuff. So for a moment, I'm going to bring it back, Andre, to being a visionary, being the founder and the visionary. But because you're an entrepreneur and you're just getting started, you also got to be the head cook and the bottle washer and the janitor and the operations manager. And you're having to be all things. But as things start to go, you have to learn how to separate yourself from some of those hats you've been wearing. How have you done that? And what advice do you have for people?
I would say that that is probably the hardest thing for an entrepreneur to do, you know, because like you said, you're the attorney, the HR, the operations manager, the visionary, you're everything, and part psychologist, right?
Right.
You're all those things. And, you know, I remember when I used to be a part of almost every single meeting, and let's call it what it is. It's not about control. It's
wait a minute. Did you say narcissist? Wait a minute. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Hey, you got, maybe you have to have a little bit of that narcissist dust in you, right? I mean, maybe you know, to just handle the pressure. You know, but it's interesting because I used to be in every single meeting, and this is why we do it. We do it because we care. We care at such a deep level. This is our baby. This is our child. It's hard to let somebody else take care of it for you because you feel like you can do it better than anybody else. And maybe at one level that's true, but if you want to grow, you've got to be able to trust the people around you and allow them to run with it. And yeah, you know, you got to have those check-ins, right? And make sure that everything's on track. I think that's part of your job, is to continue to lead the company. But how can you actually grow the business and even yourself on a personal, spiritual, business level if you're caught up in the weeds? And I think that, you know, my business transformed when I let go. I let other people do all the things that I at some point even loved to do, but I knew that I couldn't grow unless other people were able to handle those things. And now I can be more diverse. My day has a lot more balance in it, meaning that I can be on 20 things in one day versus just two.
Yeah. So a lot of young people are looking to be entrepreneurs right now. People are looking to, you know, find ways to use their skills, right? So maybe they're, you know, they're a builder, a carpenter, whatever, a plumber, but they're in the trades where, you know, maybe they could buy a house. There's some pretty good deals to be had right now. And, you know, the old saying, I say it all the time, in the valley of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. And so all of a sudden, you know, somebody, you know, maybe had some problems financially and they've offered a house they were working on. It's a, dare I call it, a fixer-upper. There's lots of TV shows about this, flipping houses and things. And so you take this young guy, he's maybe an apprentice plumber or electrician or whatever, and he's like, man, I think I could hit my dad, my mom up for a loan, or maybe they would co-sign for me. I'm just telling you the story of my son, by the way. And, you know, so we helped him buy a house. And there's a lot of people doing this right now. We helped him. We co-signed for his loan. He had enough for the down payment and has a good job, and he's been remodeling his home, right? So the next phase of his life, he's only 20 years old. The next phase of his life is he's going to flip this house and then he's going to have some real money because he'll have put his skills to the test. And now he splits. He becomes a laborer because, yes, he remodeled the kitchen, remodeled the bath, new floors, knocked down walls. I mean, you can't believe it. Added air conditioning, put this, that, and the other. This guy, this young man, I'm very proud of him. He's my son. I have four kids. But I will say that he's going to have to split because he'll now need to be a laborer and an investor. So we in life have to learn how to split ourselves or compartmentalize things. You mentioned something there about kind of the spiritual nature of your life as being part of one of the things there. You know, you work out, you do this, you do that. So many people right now, they're kind of, they're sitting there with that glassed over look on their eyes, like, what am I going to do? The world has changed, but in the valley of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. I think those that are entrepreneurs are the ones that see opportunity where the rest of the world does not. They're the ones that wake up early. What time do you get up, Andre?
Every day, 5 a.m.
5 a.m. I've been getting up. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I'm getting old. My bladder wakes me up at about 3. But I'm texting. I'm sending notes. I'm sending emails. And my friends are like, why are you getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning? I go, I'm getting old. My bladder wakes me up. But meanwhile, my mind is awake. And so I allow myself to go ahead and, you know, just what emails did I forget about? What things did I do? And guess what? I go back to sleep for a couple of hours. And I feel really good because I feel like I actually got some really quality time in. But I'm learning how to compartmentalize certain things. Let me come back to the spiritual nature of what's going on here. You're like in your early 40s. You have probably learned how to hone yourself, finely tune yourself. And you're saying, I've got to make sure I work out. I heard that part. I got to make sure I have time for my spiritual self. I've got to make sure that I don't forget my vision in ELA advertising. And I got to make sure that I appreciate my employees and my partners enough to where I trust them to be able to do their job and then report back to me. Am I going down the right road where as we get older, as we get wiser, we start to put things in their proper compartments? The same way you do with your silverware in one drawer, plates in the cabinet, the refrigerator holds food. In our lives, we have these compartments, but in our spiritual nature, in our business nature, we forget to have those. You know, it's like we don't put our silverware in the fridge. We don't put our pots and pans in the fridge with the food and the silverware. It would just be too much. That's our minds. We get cluttered up with the minutiae, as your friend called it, the trivia of life, in essence. I'll let you comment on that.
Yeah, you know, I think that compartmentalizing is such a big part of being an entrepreneur and a business owner, you know, because you might get off of a bad call, but the group that's going to walk into your room next that's really enthusiastic to show you a great idea doesn't have anything to do with that. So that's a good example of being able to switch very quickly emotionally to ensure that you can change on a dime. You cannot let one bad thing that happens at 9 a.m. dictate the rest of your day. You have to keep it at 9 a.m. until you have to deal with it again. And I think that on a bigger scale, you have to do the same thing, right? There is your, like you called it, my personal, like my workout routine. I meditate. I have the business side. I have the vision side. I have the operational. I have my team and my clients, right? All of those things need to be catered to 100%. And I think being present and being hyper aware of that is critical. And, you know, you've got to be able, you know, you see these people that, you know, they just have a bad day. You know what? We're all human. We all have a bad day. But that's right. You know what? On some level, an entrepreneur can't afford to either have that bad day or let it affect the other, as you call it, the drawers, the fork and the knife drawers, because then you got a big cluster of a junk drawer, which is called your mind and your business.
Right.
And it can happen in a month.
All right. Hold tight. We're going to talk about that on the other side. I heard something again. This guy, Andre Philip, CEO and founder of ELA Advertising, he's pulling on some strings and it's starting to sound like music to me. He's talking about his workout routine, his spiritual nature. He meditates. I heard it. We're going to talk about that on the other side because we look for what successful people do that we can all do to find that success and joy. We'll be right back. It's Entrepreneur Weekly.
You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Our guest today, Andre Philip. He is the CEO and founder of ELA Advertising. Never met him before. That's kind of the fun about doing this show. The way I do it is I see a little something that catches my eye. I don't even usually know what it is. But entrepreneurs are interesting people. They have character. They have grit. They have a little something extra. If you find that in yourself and you think to yourself, I think I'm an entrepreneur. I know I've always known there's something different about me. What is it? That's the journey you need to be on. I have always get a couple of notes from the people that are going to be on the show. Our producers put together stuff. And here's a little note from Andre. It says, how do you stay focused? Rally your culture around that focus, understanding our purpose, the process and leadership principles for success. And then for some reason I wrote balance with purpose. And then I wrote the word blend because balance is a tough word. But you know what? Entrepreneurs can move mountains. And the last week's show, the guy said that. He says an entrepreneur can move mountains. There is a certain spirit about an entrepreneur that is different. It's invisible, but it's visible. Do you know what I'm saying? And so, Andre, welcome back to the show. Andre Philip, I kind of liken it to a magnet. If you put two magnets together, if they're turned just right, they will attract each other and they'll clamp together. But if they're turned wrong, they will push each other away. There's an invisible force. That invisible force is the same kind of invisible but visible force that entrepreneurs have. There's something about them. So I said it in the last segment, I was going to ask you about meditating. I noticed that, you know, meditating used to be, you know, oh, I meditate. It used to be like a hippie thing. But there is something going on. There is a movement of sorts where people that are successful realize that it takes something more than just being good at your craft. It takes a higher thinking. So I want to ask you, meditation, why?
Yeah, Alan, that's a good question. You know, think about our bodies and what people do. We talked about working out. Now more than ever, people are very conscious with organic and vegan and all these things that people put into their bodies. And but what we don't realize is that really the center of the business are the brains that are leading it and the brains around them. And people don't realize how important it is to give your brain a massage. At what point do you not take care of your brain? And a lot of people have so much content around them. And you made a point earlier about social media. And entrepreneurs read a lot of books, right? We read about leadership, inspiration, and spirituality, and all these things. But at one point, other than sleep, you've got to give your brain a break, a time to actually refresh, reset, and have clarity. And that goes back to the earlier point about all the clutter. You know, it's hard because you've got 150 things going on in your mind at once. And so meditation to me is absolutely a cleansing of the mind. And if you really see the through line of everything that we're talking about here, when you make your life purpose that you've given yourself, which is to build this business, then everything kind of spills out of that. So your routines, your conversations, where you focus, what you watch, what you read, meditation, all of that is to get you to your goal. And that's when you have a life mission. And it's not just something that sounds cool and that you do between the time that you're awake and you sleep, but you really focus on it and do everything you can to put the right tools in your tool belt to ensure that you're always running at optimal performance. And meditation is just an expression of that.
How did you come upon that? And I want to add one little thing. You talked about the brain and you talked about the mind. That is kind of the two batteries that either draw each other together or they push each other apart. The brain is the physical. The mind is, dare I say, more the metaphysical, the spiritual. Give me just like a minute on what brought you to meditation.
What brought me to meditation was this whole essence of, and I know you've seen it, like The Secret and the Law of Attraction and all that, right? And back in, I think it was like 2007 when all that stuff came out, I actually really started focusing on my mind. I started focusing on my vision. I realized that I could probably articulate it to you over dinner, but I didn't really have a clear picture in my head of where I wanted to be. And I think that what I realized is that the power of the actual vision, and I don't mean visionary, I'm talking about literally seeing in your head, what does that business look like if it's thriving? And I started reading a lot of books about the power of the mind, the power of seeing yourself achieving the goals that you want to achieve. And I will say that an underlying principle that I've had till this day is I visualize, I see myself where I want to go, because as entrepreneurs, we don't know how to get there. We just know we're going to get there. You don't know all the 50 million steps. So you have to have a little bit of faith and vision and see it. And that's how I built my business. And I think meditation just is an offshoot of that spiritual practice.
Beautiful. All right, hang tight. We're going to have one more segment with you. I'm going to ask you to give a little bit of advice in maybe three succinct steps of how people can get some clarity in this world today. It's Entrepreneur Weekly. Are you paying too much for business insurance? Do you have critical gaps in your coverage? Entrepreneur Insurance can help you find out. In 6 out of 10 policies, business owners are paying too much for property, general liability, or workers' comp insurance. Entrepreneur Insurance can help you identify ways to save and any gaps in coverage. Head to entrepreneur.com/insurance to complete the questionnaire and get a personalized quote. It's an easy way to find out if you're paying too much. Again, that's entrepreneur.com/insurance.
Discover unstoppable industry influencers who celebrate disruptive thinking and game-changing business strategies on Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
In a COVID virus-laced pandemic world, we have a moment to think about what are we doing and what can we do to change our lives to be better human beings and better business people. Entrepreneurs think like that. They have to. The livelihood of their whole family depends on that. And our guest today, Andre Philip, he is the CEO and founder of ELA Advertising. ELA, the number one. ELA1.com on the web. Are you married or anything? You have children? I'm just curious. These are questions I should ask off.
Not married, no children. That's probably why I can do all the things I do. I have no distractions, my man.
Eligible bachelor in Hollywood, you ladies. Anyway. All right. So I want to give you a couple of minutes to give maybe 3 points that you can help people that are looking, not just entrepreneurs, but these are life principles we're talking about. And your life and your business are sewn together in the fabric of your life, right? So to be able to find clarity, we've talked about meditation and things like this and having, purpose and mind over matter and all these kinds of things, you know. But now give me 3 things. And you got 4 minutes. Go for it.
The first one I'm going to say is vision. And let me tell you what I mean by that. You have to have a vision, and we just talked about this, that you can see so clearly, like the room that you're sitting in right now, that you could describe it to a five-year-old. You need to be able to know exactly what the end looks like and have a clear vision of where you want to go. But second to that vision is you need to be able to share that vision. Because what I learned early on was I had a great, grandiose vision in my head, but I never spoke it to anybody because I was almost too ashamed to say it to anybody because it was so big that I thought people would laugh and say, well, how are you going to do that? So I think that getting out of your shell and being able to express your vision to anybody who's willing to listen, and especially to your team. You don't know how many companies don't understand the true vision of their CEO because they're either too busy or they're not connected to their team. Make sure that everybody around you understands where we're going. That is so critical. So choose where you want to go and make sure you share it with the world. And I think that would be my first thing. The second thing is focus, right? We talked about that in the beginning. No distractions, right? Make sure you are always course correcting yourself throughout the day. That could be in every 20 minutes. That could be in every hour. That could be in every 5 minutes. Make sure that you minimize your distractions because, again, the people listening right now probably don't have so much of a goal problem. They have a distraction problem with what they're going to do this weekend, maybe not in the pandemic, but in general, what they're going to do tomorrow, what they're going to have for lunch, what their next vacation is, social media. And make sure you really, really hone in on your distractions and make sure you get rid of them quickly and tune those things out.
Okay.
And I would say the third thing is habits, right? Habits and rituals. All your habits and rituals, and we talked about a few of those, working out, meditation, things like that, right? Your habits should always point into your focus and your vision. What you do habitually is what's going to end up becoming your results. So habits is the action part of it, whether it's inside your business or outside of your business. You need to be very critical of what you're doing and ensure that all your habits are still pointing towards that overall goal of where you want to go. And your whole entire life becomes very straight and very clear. And I think that that's what entrepreneurs need, is going back to your bigger point, is clarity. And I think those are three things that people can do right now, even in this pandemic, to start moving quicker towards that end goal that they have.
I totally agree. And then guess what? I'll add one to that for you. And I'll just go over these real quick. Number one, he says, shareable vision. You have to have a shareable vision. If you're having dreams and you can't recall those dreams, but you know you're going the right direction, it's hard to have your team follow you if you don't have a shareable vision. Focus. I love the fact that you said course correct and minimize distractions. You really do have to course correct constantly. And you know what? You got to get rid of that big fat ego, because that'll keep your courses going the wrong direction. You got to watch the ego. And then, of course, your habits, because you have to watch your habits and what comes out of your mouth and your rituals, because that's what people see of you and that's what you become. And last of all, I will say, and I like it, and you said it, it was learn how to do something like meditate in order to find the center. Because you can't do this if you're far to the left, far to the right, or you're bouncing back and forth between the two. You have to be still and find your center. Andre Philip, good job, brother. Good job.
Thanks, Don. This is great.
You can find him at ELA1. It's the number one, ELA1.com, ELA Advertising. I'm Alan Taylor. I hope we gave you a little bit of wisdom to think about today in this pandemic world we're living in. See you next week.
This program is copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated.